You're with Raf.
The game would be very different if it had not been for John Kennedy Sr. Age 91, the news today that the Hawthorn and Aussie rules legend has died. Multiple best and fairest at the Hawks, captain for 5 years. As a coach, the players were Kennedy's commandos. He was well known for a lot of things. This exhortation, this desperate urging to his players during the 75 grand final has gone down in football history.
But at least do something! Do! Don't think, Mick! Don't hope! Do! At least you can come off and say, I did this! Or I shivered it! Or I played on! At least I did something for the sake of the side. Do! Act! Don't think, act!
Another legend of the game to reflect on John Kennedy Sr.'s legacy, player and coach, David Park. And David, thanks for joining us.
G'day, Russ. That brings back memories.
What did you think when you heard that?
Oh, well, that's him. Don't worry, that's John at his absolute best. But we regularly got, Raf, to be truthful, we regularly got a bit of the philosophy of Marx and the beauty of Shakespeare and the passion of Churchill. We got that in all the pre-match and post-match addresses that he gave. He was a man of literature and probably, and I've heard some good ones, but probably the best orator that I've been privileged to listen to.
Did it work, the oratory? Did it make a difference?
For some people, yes. Some were bored out of their brains, to be truthful. I was always in the front row because I loved to hear what he had to say, but you'd have to talk to others. But for me, it was meaningful. It was apt and appropriate. But I think for some that played, probably not.
Did he change the game, do you think?
Well, he changed the game, Raf, in terms of the preparation for, I think, in 1961, my first year, they were called the Kennedy Commandos. They probably trained physically harder than any group of footballers in any code of football had done before. And it took the game, unfortunately, we've gone down that pathway ever since, and people have been looking for an edge in that. But he was the one who took the first massive step, built a training farm out on the river at Bulleen out there. And we train furiously in the mornings at 5 o'clock in the morning to prepare ourselves. And we weren't, I don't think, technically or tactically all that good, but we were certainly very strong and very fit.
Why did he focus on that? Was he seeing that happen overseas, or was that based on his experience as a player? How come he focused on the, you know, fitness before the games?
Well, you know, that's interesting. Probably, Raf, on interpreting this in a way that others wouldn't, but probably because he wasn't a great player. When he was a great player, but he wasn't a very skillful, technical person as a footballer. He had to work exceedingly hard just with a physicality and a fitness and a persistency which very few people had. And I think that underpinned his belief in everybody. It didn't matter what we brought to play, Raf, but we needed to have that as a number one credential. I can remember him, we ran in that walk for want. He made us run from the Hawthorn Football Club to Ringwood Shopping Centre. And he would have been well in his 40s then, I think, and he beat everybody bar Des Maher, who happened to cheat and take a shortcut, but he beat the lot. So it was that ability to do, he wouldn't ask us to do anything he couldn't do himself, but it was a very autocratic sort of approach to the way we got about things.
By the way, I'm being live fact checked. Hawthorn lost to North Melbourne in 75, not the Demons. Sorry, my mistake.
That's all right.
David Parkin, what was he like as a person, John Kennedy Sr.?
Well, I only sum him up, Raf, as I saw him. He, other than my parents, Raf, he was the greatest influence in my life, who I became as a person, the values and behaviours that I thought were important. A massive, and I think by the number of texts and phone calls and emails I've had today from my ex-players and administrators and coaches that I work with the Hawthorn Football Club, they all felt exactly the same. He was a man for all men, and he certainly was single-minded in what he did. He was completely objective. He didn't take into account anybody's feelings in his decision-making, but had complete and utter humility. He took no kudos or anything for anything that happened, particularly with the team. He gave all the kudos to the playing group and never accepted anything at all. So, but at the back of that, Rafi still had a tremendous sense of humour, which on occasions floored us.